Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And when it comes to traffic lights, are you an amber gambler? And what would make you slow down and obey the red light at traffic light junctions? Well, there are reports this morning that traffic light cameras to catch drivers running a red light could be established at just one or two locations in Dublin by next year. The plan would be for a national rollout to follow once a strategy has been finalised. Well, Michael Sheridan is here now, motoring journalist. Michael, good to have you with us. So the Irish Times says today that the National Transport Authority document, which they've seen, found a previous trial in 2015. It was successful, but a strategy would need to be finalised now, all these years later in 2024, before we'd have a national rollout of this. Do you think, first of all, that we need these cameras and that they'd work?
I think in the city, Claire, we definitely do. The original trial was based on the fact that there were so many collisions with Lewis trams caused by cars breaking red lights and going through a junction when a Lewis would have the permission to go through. So in certain areas and in certain junctions, we definitely need them. Throughout the whole country, it would cost an absolute fortune to do it, and it would be a ridiculous thing to do in a lot of places. But in cities where there's a lot of conflict at junctions, we have to just get Irish drivers to cop on and obey the rules. It's like the last little bit of rebellion in us is traffic lights. You know, people see amber, they say speed up. People see red, they say one car, maybe another car. Well, if he's gone through, I'll go through.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is you're the person waiting at the other side, or the other person getting the green light at the other side of that junction. And if you go ahead, then you've got these people coming through doing something which is really, really dangerous.
Well, you have people listening to us now sitting in their cars thinking that in towns and cities in Ireland, there are either far too many lights or they're on a far too slow rotation. They're not turning quickly enough.
Because they're assigned a certain amount of green time and red time and it's controlled. And if you're in Dublin you're in a car, you literally are there going, Dublin City hates me because it's doing everything to frustrate the private car in Dublin. And that there's arguments to be made on both sides of that. But I suppose the painful reality is that red lights are there and they're there to be obeyed. They'll say that traffic lights in cities are to slow the traffic down, to allow people time to manoeuvre, time to park, time to make turns, time to allow pedestrians to cross and so on. And that is an argument they've made for years. But the sad reality is people are going through red lights out of frustration. They're not realising how serious it is. You cross the line at red traffic lights, it is an offence. It is a finable offence. It is a traffic offence. But we just have a very lackadaisical approach to it. And if you let people know that there's a chance that there won't be a guard with their hand out, there won't be a big flashing lights or anything else, that if you go through a red light that you will get points and you will get a fine. And that will put the frighteners on a lot of people and hopefully put an end to bad driving practice.
Okay, but what lessons can we learn or what can we take from the fact that this successful scheme was piloted back in 2015 and then we heard nothing about it until now in 2024? Does that mean it's very expensive to do? It's very complicated to do? What does it tell us?
It is expensive, but it falls foul of Ireland has a wonderful way of really being bad at implementing new legislation. There's a lot of statutory instruments to be put in place to make good law so that it's a clear offence in the statute books, because nobody is prosecuted under the rules of the road. You're prosecuted under one of the various instruments in the Road Traffic Act, and it's really complicated. Mm-hmm. So we have to fast track that because we're lagging
behind.
But it is
illegal to break a red light.
Oh, absolutely. And also, you know, when you see an amber light, the rules of the road, everybody learning to drive knows that that means stop if it is safe to do so. But people ignore that. Amber for a lot of Irish drivers means accelerate. So the technology is changing rapidly. So the latest form of cameras, which can catch cars going through lights, will be able to see whether a car is accelerating, be able to judge speed, be able to even see whether somebody's wearing their safety belt, holding a mobile phone, doing all that sort of thing. So the surveillance, Big Brother is coming, and it's coming in, you know, fully armed. Mm-hmm. The tech has gone incredibly impressive. So we really will find drivers being stamped down on. But until we get the legislation, do you remember the e-scooter thing? Trying to sort that out and get common sense and joined up thinking. It took an age. And unfortunately, that seems to be the nature of Ireland.
So the trial and the technology that was used for that trial in 2015, that technology is likely to be obsolete by now.
Yeah, again, a lot of the technology works in a similar way to GATSO vans, you know, the speed vans you see at the side of the road. They've got a radar, they can sense this vehicle coming through, or they have induction loops, which are little loops you see in the surface of the road as you approach traffic lights. And they're there to monitor, you know, a vehicle travelling over it. So like a cyclist wouldn't activate it, but a car would because of its size. So the tech is always changing and becoming more and more efficient and less costly. So, you know, the cost will come down. What they're able to do with that technology will improve. And, you know, the surveillance element of it, that's a legislative minefield as well. Mm-hmm. But that's all coming. So the tech is there.
So there are other ways, though, aren't there, to address driver behaviour at lights? You know how they do it in the UK, where when it's turning to green, it goes to amber first. We don't yes. have that here. Is it worth looking at that?
I think absolutely, because again, a lot of people, because they're just, you know, the head down at traffic lights, we see it and we pull up beside cars in traffic flow and we can see somebody, you know, when they're on a phone or when they're distracted by something or some task. And then it seems to be a surprise. Traffic lights just do one thing, change colour. So if people know that, they should be anticipating it. But the trouble is, if the light goes from red to green and somebody's stuck on their phone, they could be there for a couple of seconds. And this frustrates people who are behind, who know that at this junction, only four cars get through or only five cars get through. And I'm late for the school run or whatever it is. And then they're forced to break the light. So if you give people, as they do in the UK, an amber light before it turns green. So so the sequence is you have a green light, it'll go amber, it'll go red, you stop, and then it'll go amber again, which says, OK, get in gear, get ready to move off. And then it goes green and mm-hmm. people move off. People will be far more efficient about how they move, because so many people in Ireland, when they're driving, forget that the way they drive impacts the traffic behind them. So not just the traffic in front. So they have a duty of care to move off and to pay attention when they're at traffic lights.
So let's maybe look at how this technology might work if you have a camera judging whether you've broken a red light or not. I wonder, will it trigger if you go through the light when it's amber, just about to turn red?
No, you know what? The reality of the systems which are in place at the moment and throughout most of the world are definitely on. It has to be red. And the car has to cross the line.
But let's say now, my front wheels went over the line when it was amber. My rear wheels went over the line when the light was red. In trouble?
No, you're more than likely fine with that. Generally, they'll put in a fraction of a second allowance, so maybe 0.2 of a second. I know they use that in the States at their traffic light cameras. So it'll really be a case of, no, look, you'll know if you've made this error. They will gauge it in such a way that you will, you know, they want to have you definitely caught, because they could be tied up for months. A smooth barrister would run rings around the legislation and whoever was trying to prosecute somebody going through a red light camera. That's why the legislation has got to be really robust and has to be able to stand up to all of this. So they're going to definitely get people who are being bold. It'll make people, and hopefully get people, more attentive coming up to junctions, so that they don't put anybody else in danger, let alone the occupants mm-hmm. of their own car. But even, you know, a cyclist freewheeling from the other side of the junction sees the lights are going to change from red to green and sails through, and, you know, it's a car braking from the other side.
Yes.
Before you know it, you have a collision. And then, of course, the Lewis is the clear one. The Lewis red line goes through so many junctions and traffic light junctions and is involved in so many collisions. And this costs everybody an absolute fortune in terms of their time lost at work, time medical appointments missed and so on. If a Lewis is hit by some driver who is an absolute numpty going through on a red light at a junction. So we really should be outraged by this. You know, you'll still have rural roads, you'll still have junctions where there's very little impact on what goes on. And if you just are an observant driver, you'll be safe and won't be a menace. But really in the cities, if people are going to disobey, they need a stick. And it's one of the rare times I'm saying, yeah, we need a big stick and let's use it.
All right. We'll see what happens. They're saying that the first cameras won't be around until next year, which is into 2025. Michael, thank you very much for coming in. Michael Sheridan, motoring journalist there. Coming up next, it's 100 days since the deposit return scheme was introduced. We're going to speak to Return CEO Kieran Foley next. And by the way, if you have any questions for him, 51551 is the number to text.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.